17-year-old Xavier Granville was buried today after being shot on December 29th, leaving a party in Queens. The exuberant teen was known for his mastery at Xbox video games and for devouring a bowl of cereal after eating a four-course meal. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports even though he enjoyed living near the water, Xavier was determined to move from Far Rockaway because it had become a hostile environment.
Shakira Granville is standing in her son Xavier's room in the back corner of her two-bedroom apartment in the Beach 41st Street houses.
He's messy like any normal kid. He throws his clothes up there and I come in here and fold them up. I haven't really touched the room since everything happened.
Everything happened on the last Friday night of the year when Xavier ventured to a friend's birthday party and never made it home. In pictures around the house, Zay, or Rosé as he was called, can be seen sporting a hat and a Hollywood smile. His mom grabs and holds his red and blue striped polo sweater close to her body. She and her husband, Zachary Cobb, peek in the closet.
Yeah, I took that off the night before. His suits and jackets. Clothes, games.
Sorry, everything.
Yeah, everything.
Life, Monopoly.
The couple inspects Xavier's things with a mixture of longing and disbelief. 37-year-old Granville recalls her only child was born loving the water.
I took him to the pool at West 4th. And he did not want to get out, and he was crying. We had to stay to the whole session.
As a child, he'd be the first out of the building to play in the sprinklers or an open fire hydrant. She says that evolved into a lifelong bathroom ritual at 3 and or 5 a.m.
He's in the shower, sleep.
How does that work? How do you sleep in the shower?
He sits down and he runs the water.
Yes, he does.
Every morning.
It was that passion for water that made him want to become a marine biologist.
He always used to look out this window, like, look at the ducks. The ducks is here, mine. It's a swan in the water. Look how big that swan is. I think everything was, like, more amazing to him, and he wanted to study about it.
His parents say their son was also energetic and prone to accidents. He broke an arm during one of his spills in junior high, imitating a World Wrestling Federation-style flip. Granville says more than broken bones, by the time he was a young teenager, she began to fear for his safety in the neighborhood.
It was like a matter of respect. We could fight, and I may beat you up, or you may beat me up. Why you gotta go pick up a gun? These are kids you grew up with, literally, like, been in your house.
A year ago, Xavier was shot in the leg in the lobby of his own building. The police say they believe he was affiliated with a gang, but his parents say that wasn't the kid they knew. Granville says you don't have to be a gangbanger to fight.
He a boy, and I didn't see nothing wrong with fighting. You got to protect yourself. You got to stand up for yourself.
Xavier was arrested a number of times, but Granville says he had no felonies on his record and that many of the arrests were for trespassing in their building. She says she decided to pull him out of school in an attempt to keep him safe.
That's why I started getting him homeschooled, because I'm not also scared of the kids outside. I was scared of the police, too.
Xavier excelled at home studies, especially history and science. And Granville says things for the family were looking up when they were approved for a housing transfer away from Far Rockaway. But it came too late. The teen was shot in the head by two masked gunmen 25 blocks away. Stepfather Zachary Cobb says when they rushed to find him in the chaos, they were directed to the wrong hospital.
If they wouldn't have had told us that he was at Jamaica Hospital, like, we would have maybe got his last words or whatever.
They found him hours later at St. John's Hospital.
My son laying behind that curtain dead. They ain't even had a decency to clean him up or nothing like that. I know it's a crime, and, you know, the ME have to do it, but they could have cleaned him up just for me to see him.
The NYPD has arrested two suspects in the case. That hasn't provided his mother with much solace. She says she hasn't stopped thinking about how Xavier's senseless murder could have been prevented. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.